Good evening. This is the Shia of Chaf Gimel of Tuesday, the 19th of August. We shall be learning Simon Tofresh, Chaf Ches, Sif Aleph. As a word of introduction, we'll be learning the halachas of a sukkah which is underneath a tree. Simon Tofresh Chavov Sif Aleph, and we discussed what's the halacha then. What happens if it's a tree that has a lot of branches, doesn't have so much branches? And we said that if it's tzilzom merubah mechamos or chamos merubah metzilzom, this is not to be confused with the simon we're going to be learning now, because the basic concept of Simon Tofresh Chavov was what happens with regards to a suk which is underneath a tree. Now, a tree we know is not considered schach kosher, because it's mechubah, it's still connected to the ground. Therefore, the branches of the tree are not kosher, it's not a kosher sukkah, it's not a kosher schach. And therefore, we have underneath, the sukkah that is underneath, is questionable. And sometimes we're saying that we can disregard the branches, sometimes not. But that's the topic over there. Now we're entering a different sugya altogether. And that is a sugya of a sukkah, tachas sukkah. Imagine you've got one sukkah, and as a second floor, you've got another sukkah on top of it. Now the roof of the top sukkah is a schach of the bottom sukkah. Now we want to know, can you fulfill the mitzvah in the lower sukkah? Sukkah tachas sukkah, are you fulfilling the mitzvah there, yes or no? And this is very different than the sugyah, than the parsha, than the topic of sukkah tachas eilon. Because over here, the schach is actually kosher schach. It happens to be that there's another sukkah on top of it. But the schach of the sukkah tachas sukkah is actually kosher schach. Now what's going to be the halach with regards to sukkah tachas sukkah? So the Shulchan Aruch starts off saying, sukkah tachas sukkah, ho'elyoino ksheiro v'atachtoino psulo. As a principle, the principle is that elyoino ksheiro, the top sukkah is okay. For sure it's okay. Why should it not be okay? Just because the roof is a roof of schach, that doesn't make any difference, that shouldn't passle it. So certainly the top sukkah is okay. But the tachtoino is psula. Now why is the tachtoino, the lower sukkah, posul? The reason is explained in Mishnah Berurah. Sif Katan Aleph, ha-tachtoino psula, deksiv besukkos teishvu, deksiv besukkos chosavov. Again, as we mentioned previously, that the sukkahs really should be written in plural form, should be spelled chof vav sof. Again, besukkah should be beis samach chof vav sof, but there is no vav at the end. Besukkah is chosa, it's spelled chosa vav, it's spelled without the vav at the end, which appears to be lacking, appears to be missing the vav. Ben chof lesof, loshen yochid, it's written as if it's a singular, but in reality it's a plural. Besukkah is teshvu. Uvezehu yoshev tachas shnei schochin. So we're learning from that, you need to be sitting on the one schach. Besukkah is spelt in singular form to teach us that you need to be sitting on the one schach and not on the two schachs. Schochin in Oshna Kodesh. You shouldn't be so right. And therefore, consequently, what happens if you are sukkah tachas sukkah? By definition, if you are sukkah tachas sukkah, you're sitting on the schach from the lower sukkah and then an additional schach on top of it. So therefore, schach, therefore invalidates yeshiva sukkah. Sukkah tachas sukkah is possible. And that is actually, we're going to see soon, but that's all based on the fact that the top sukkah is actually a kosher sukkah. So because that makes it sukkah tachas sukkah. Right. Now we're going to be seeing, I think that so far so good. So sukkah tachas sukkah, ha'elyoinu ksheiro, the top one is kosher, v'atachtoinu psula, and the low one is posul. Now what will be happening, what's going to be the halacha, if the top sukkah hasn't got a kosher schach? What will be? Let me rephrase that a little bit. What happens if the top sukkah is not a kosher sukkah? For whatever reason it may be. What's going to be the halacha then? So the top sukkah is not kosher. The sukkah underneath it is a kosher sukkah. Good schach. Everything in the ground sukkah is fine. The top sukkah is something, there's a reason, one reason or another, why it's not a kosher sukkah. It's a sukkah, but not a kosher sukkah. What will be the halacha then? So based on what we learned now, the halacha is, and we're going to see that's taka true, that based on what we learned now, we're going to see that's not, shouldn't be a problem. Because that's not considered, because the whole psul is a sukkah, tachas sukkah. If you're not underneath a sukkah, then it's okay, because you're not sitting on the two schochen, you're not sitting on the two sukkahs, and therefore it's going to be okay. So let's see this inside, because we're going to see some examples of that. Okay, so again, let me start. Seif Aleph, that's page 174. Sukkah tachas sukkah shetachas sukkah, a sukkah which is underneath the sukkah ha'lyon ha'kshera, the bottom sukkah is kosher, v'atachtoin ha'psula, and the top, the bottom one is posul. V'hanam mila, these words is shechol atachtoin lekabel korim v'ksosu shel elyono. This is if that is a halacha that is being introduced over here, that a sukkah which is very wobbly, which is not strong sukkah, is actually not a kosher sukkah, it's a posul sukkah. So if you've got a wobbly sukkah on top, if the top sukkah is wobbly, and how do you define wobbly? You define wobbly in the fact that if somebody, that Loshna Poskim is that he can't support a human being there, then it's not considered a kosher sukkah. So what's going to be the halacha then? So if it's taka not strong, and he wouldn't support a human being on the top sukkah, then the halacha is that that's not considered a kosher sukkah, and consequently what's going to be the halacha with regards to the bottom sukkah? Consequently, as we explained earlier, that's not considered a sukkah tachas sukkah. You've got a sukkah underneath, but the top is not a sukkah. It's not a kosher sukkah because you can't support a human being. So if it's not a sukkah on top, so what is it? It's nothing. If it's nothing, then you can fulfill the mitzvah in the bottom sukkah. So v'hanam mila, on top line again, this is shechol atachtoin lekabel korim v'ksosu shel elyono. If somebody, if he can't support itself, he's not going to collapse. If there's weight, korim v'ksosu lo shnapolskim is the pillows and cushions. V'afilu le'da'atchak, even if it's very wobbly, but if it can support, then it's going to be a problem. If it cannot, if it's going to collapse, then it's going to be okay. V'yesh b'nei masorot tfochim, an additional factor over here mentioned, that it needs to be 10 tfochim as well. So another point that we're learning now is that if the top sukkah is not 10 tfochim high, so I'm not addressing the point if it's strong or not strong. If the actual fact that the sukkah on top is not 10 tfochim, is less than 10 tfochim high. So we know this halacha, that the sukkah needs to be 10 tfochim. What if a sukkah is less than 10 tfochim? It's not kosher sukkah. So imagine if you've got a bottom sukkah, which is fine, and you've got a top sukkah, which is less than 10 tfochim. What's going to be the halacha then? So based on what we learned now, it's going to be okay. Why? Because that's not a sukkah tachas sukkah. That's sukkah tachas nothing. And sukkah tachas nothing is okay. So if it's less than 10 tfochim, if the top sukkah is less than 10 tfochim, you are safe in the bottom sukkah. That's why it says, v'yesh b'nei masorot tfochim, he needs to have 10 tfochim. Aval imein b'nei masorot tfochim, but if he hasn't got 10 tfochim, between the top schach and the bottom schach, oh, yesh b'nei masorot tfochim, oh, there is 10 tfochim there, aval eino yechoyle lekabel korim v'ksosois, shel elyoino, but they cannot support korim v'ksosois, pillows, from the top one, afidu le'adchak, not even wobbly, it's just going to collapse altogether. Then the halacha is atachtoin okshero. The bottom sukkah is kosher. Why? Why is it kosher? Because it's not a sukkah tachas sukkah. The top one is, you can disregard the top sukkah because it's either not 10 tfochim high or it's very weak. Either way, that's a psul in the sukkah. So if that, again, just repeat that. If the top sukkah is halachically not kosher, either because it's less than 10 tfochim high or because it can't support a human being there, then a top sukkah is not a kosher sukkah. And if the top sukkah is not a kosher sukkah, then the bottom sukkah is fine, because that's not considered tachas sukkah. That's a sukkah tachas nothing, and a sukkah tachas nothing is kosher. So that's what he says. Shulchan Aruch continues saying, "Hatachtoino kshero." The bottom one is kosher. Of course, as long as the bottom one has got kosher schach. If the bottom one hasn't got kosher schach, it doesn't have to be mentioned. So he's just saying that the bottom one needs to have a kosher schach. Then he adds another point, which is very interesting. What happens if the top sukkah is more than 20 amas? Now we know there is generally... generally, there's a rule of a sukkah needs to be higher than 10 tfochim, but it also has to be lower than 20 amos. If a sukkah is higher than 20 amos, it's possible. So what happens if the top sukkah is 20 amos high? What's going to be then? Halacha will be that it will taka not be considered a sukkah tachas sukkah, and it will be okay, because a sukkah which is more than 20 amas is tak apostle, and therefore it's okay. And more than that, we are learning now that in fact, if you have got even if the top one is more than 20 amas, so it's going to be, the bottom one is fine. If the bottom one hasn't got proper schach, so it's adding an additional factor now. What happens if the bottom one hasn't got full schach? Then she can be, he can add schach from the top one. It must be that the schach of the top one is gvoy min ha'aretz lemalo me'esrim amo. Tzorich shelo yeh schach elyono gvoy min ha'aretz lemalo me'esrim amo. That there is an additional factor here, that you can, in theory, so again, we just said now that the 20 amas is also a psul as the other psulim. If it's more than 20 amas high, if the top one is more than 20 amas high, it's not considered a sukkah at all, and therefore the bottom one is okay. Right. But now what the Shulchan Aruch is addressing, he says, if we're talking about the two sukkahs, and you want to add this, you want to merge the two schachim of the two sukkahs, so you could do that, as you could merge the two schach, the schach of the bottom one, the schach of the top one, as long as there is not 20 amas in between. So that's what he's saying over here. Again, let me read this inside. If the bottom one is not, doesn't have a good schach, and he becomes only kosher through the schach of the top one, it must be that the schach of the top one shouldn't be higher, from the ground, more than 20 amas high. That's what he says over here. So that's in one sentence the halacha of Simon Tov Resh Chof Ches, which, as I mentioned earlier, is not the same than a tree on top of a sukkah. It's different. Sukkah tachso ilon, sukkah underneath a tree is different, because you've got over there schach posul. Over here we are addressing the shaila of sukkah tachas sukkah, which both are in essence sukkahs. What's the halacha then? Sukkah tachas sukkah. So in essence, in principle, sukkah tachas sukkah is a problem. Why? Because the Torah says besukkahs in a singular way, and therefore that implies that you need to be sitting in one sukkah, and you can't have two schachim on top of you. If you have one schach and another schach, that invalidates the sukkah. Now we're learning now that this is only true if the two sukkahs are kosher. Then you can't sit in the bottom one. But if the top one, the top sukkah, is from one reason or another, is not a kosher sukkah, then you're okay to be sitting in the bottom sukkah. An example for that would be, if the sukkah on top is less than 10 tefachim high, then the top sukkah is posul. Therefore, the bottom sukkah is kosher. Similarly, if the top sukkah is very weak, and you wouldn't support a human being there, that's also a posul sukkah. Consequently, the bottom sukkah is kosher. And finally, we're talking about a sukkah which is more than 20 amas high, that again is posul. And therefore, the bottom sukkah is going to be okay. And finally, we address the shaila. What happens if you want to merge the two schochim to have the rule of tzilzo merubah mechamoso? On that, we're saying that you can actually merge the two schochim. You can merge them to have chamoso merubah mechamoso, as long as the top one is not 20 amas away from the ground. So that's the halacha of Simon Tov Resh Chof Ches, Seif Aleph, Dinei Sukkah Shetachas Sukkah.